You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it's the weekend. I hope that you are having a good one. I hope everybody that you love is safe and sound as the coronavirus continues to spread out of control. We can't get the orange bastard out of the White House fast enough. I guess we're going to probably be at 300,000 deaths or more by the time we get his fat ass out of the White House. So anyway, I cannot wait for somebody that speaks in complete sentences and believes in science to occupy that place, let me tell you. Without further ado, I wanted to touch on a couple of things really quickly. The Craigslist ad section that I've been tinkering with is just about ready. I'm not going to charge at first. I want to kind of let everybody start using it and see how it goes, you know, and if it starts to kind of work, you know, then we might talk about paid usage, you know. So I suspect I'm probably going to roll out the beta, get it, beta version of that feature on the website probably this coming week. I'm going to have links around the website for that, so you should be able to find it relatively easy. So we'll see how it goes. You know, I think there's definitely some promise to this. So I'm kind of excited about it, honestly, because it's the one thing that I really, really, really wanted to try to do with a website of this sort is to be able to connect people. And I didn't have to be a part of it, okay? Like a couple years ago, longtime readers of the site probably remember when I was kind of doing it was like a Sam's List, I guess we call it, where people, alphas and faggots, would send me their requests for what they're looking for, and then I would be sifting through candidates trying to match people up. It was a catastrophe of biblical proportions. So I like the idea of having this Craigslist version so that it can just happen on its own and let nature take its course, you know. So look for that in the next week or so. I'm sure that there will be another Hierarchy Podcast related to the launch of that. So I'm just kind of warming you up. It's foreplay, okay? It's podcast foreplay. on the post side, I've got really a pretty incredible story that is probably going to get published. We'll see. But it's a really, I don't know, like it's kind of rattled me for the last couple of days. I can't really let go of it, but it's a true story. As usual, as all I post is true stories. And I am doing some kind of vetting on some of this, but, involving a faggot who discovers his faghood at the age of 8 through his brothers. It's a complex story told very well by the faggot in question, and it happened a long, long time ago. So in fact, some of the players in the story are dead now, but I was very moved by the story. I think you will too. But I always hesitate when I get into some of these stories because, you know, here's my thinking on it. I just kind of want to clear this up a little bit or put it out there. I post certain controversial true stories, not because I'm trying to titillate people or be shocking, you know. I'm not Madonna, okay? I don't need to show my pussy every 2 minutes to keep people interested. So I publish them because they are... they're glimpses into the many facets of hierarchy. Do you understand? Men are doing these things, and they've been doing them all through history. Hiding our eyes from it or pretending like it doesn't happen or isn't happening is foolish, in my opinion. We have to look at the whole messy display of hierarchy, you know, in all of its facets. And I'm not somebody that shrinks away from that, you know. I've had my own situations that some people definitely would not agree with, or that some people have been concerned about me in my life with my faghood, and certainly other people are getting into situations that are just as controversial or more controversial. So I'm just not somebody that shies away from telling those stories, even if they are a little shocking or uncomfortable. So the story is probably going to get published, and over the objection of at least one alpha, and I'm going to put it out there because it does say something about hierarchy, and I feel like I'm a documentarian, okay? I'm the Ken Burns of hierarchy, okay? That's my new title, instead of Lord of the Fags, which is what I've been called for the last 5 years. I'd rather be the Ken Burns of hierarchy, okay? So that's kind of how I look at it. So I mean, it's probably going to get published. Just hang on. It's going to be a multi-part story also, so look out for that. I wanted to talk a little bit about boy pussy, all right? Now, I wrote that post last week, tail end of last week, or well, this week, I guess, and it's titled Boy Pussy, all right? And we use that term a lot, you know, pussy, boy pussy, B-O-I pussy. I don't ever really use that term, boy, B-O-I, because I'm an English major, and it's B-O-Y, okay? The word boy already quantifies it as a male pussy. I don't need to have a boy on it like it's something special or different, okay? But we use that term, boy pussy, quite a bit, you know, in casual language. I also don't like the word bussy. Other than like a joke, you know, sometimes when I'm with my straight friends, you know, I'll use the word bussy and they kind of turn up their nose, you know, like, oh God, you know. So I stopped using the term bussy other than when it makes me laugh, but I usually call it my pussy. And they are like, it's not a pussy. It's an asshole, you know. But that article was kind of critical in terms of addressing that issue. Because here's the thing that, let's say, my straight friends, male friends, don't understand. And actually, some people who are gay or straight in, let's say, FinDom or whatever, they don't agree with using the term pussy. in reference to a faggot's hole. Okay. I do actually like using the word hole as well because it's kind of dirty sounding, but that's another story. But they object to the use of the word pussy because, and they've made this argument to me multiple times, that pussy is a female, exclusively female, anatomical feature, okay? And I get what they're saying, but if we just think about the word pussy and what it represents, it is a hole used for breeding, right? For essentially male pleasure, all right? We're just going to leave the female pleasure out of it. They're just, you know, they don't matter, right? Just kidding. But it's a hole for men to breed, to fuck and breed, right? Well, if we break the pussy down to just that function, a faggot's hole functions the exact same way, right? In fact, you know, a faggot's pussy, has some features about it that a female pussy does not have. So, in terms of satisfaction, a faggot's pussy might be even more pleasurable for a man than a pussy, okay? But I've never fucked a male pussy because I am a faggot. I have fucked female pussy. I wasn't impressed. I don't know. Mainly because I'm not meant to fuck anything. But anyway, I'm kind of getting off the subject here. But follow me. Follow me down the rabbit hole, okay? So a faggot, this was the thrust. I'm working in all these sexy words today in this podcast. This was the thrust of that article that I wrote called Boy Pussy, is that the faggot, when it's fucked by an alpha and bred by an alpha, the faggot's body begins to change, okay? It develops, its hole becomes slit-like, like a pussy. And it starts to take on characteristics of a pussy, externally and internally. And I find that to be fascinating because, you know, as somebody that believes in evolution like I do, animals and human beings are animals, right? They have this ability to adapt to circumstances, and they have these sometimes physiological changes that occur in their bodies to adapt to those circumstances. Well, a faggot develops a pussy from being fucked. The function of the hole in a faggot isn't just for defecation. It's also for breeding. And the body begins to adapt to that new reality. And I even include a couple of pictures and video of fag pussy, you know, because in the post, because that is what happens, you know. Now, the article was originally inspired because Michael, the faggot, the new faggot of Master Matt, was literally in awe when he noticed that his hole had changed shape, and it felt different, and it was reacting different, and this went on for days, where he kept coming to me and going, my hole is different, you know, I can't believe it. He was just shocked by it, And I kept explaining to him, yes, you're developing a pussy. It's a pussy, you know. And I think some faggots do kind of, they're surprised by the changes that happen in their body when they're being fucked and bred by an alpha. I kind of look at it as the faggot's body is responding the way, let's say, a flower responds to light, you know. It opens up. It moves toward that light. It wants more light, right? Faggot's pussy is the same way. It's opening up to the alpha. It wants to be inviting to the alpha. It wants to be fucked, you know. And so I just think we have to kind of look at that term and start using that term in a more accurate sense regarding that change in a faggot, because it is a pussy. It's a pussy that, honestly, you can fuck, an alpha can fuck endlessly. You know, it can take a lot of rutting and a lot of cum, and it's a direct access point to the faggot's brain, okay? Unlike, this is another difference about faggot pussy as opposed to female pussy. Female pussy is not permeable at all. Like, it's designed to hold the semen in that tunnel and lead it to the egg where it would be fertilized, right? But a faggot's pussy is permeable to the bloodstream. And so that's where, that's why breeding is so important when you own a faggot. It's because when you do that, I'm speaking to alphas here, of course, when you breed your faggot, you are basically, your hormones and the chemicals in your cum go directly into the bloodstream of the faggot and begin to affect its mood, makes it more obedient, more pliable for you, and makes the faggot yearn for more of your cum, you know. So, anyway, so in a way, maybe if we want to say a man fucks a female pussy, he can create life in the female's womb. If he fucks a faggot, he basically is impregnating the faggot with himself, okay, and taking over that faggot and owning it. So it's, both are acts of creation. They're just different kinds of creation. I wonder how I feel about that. I just literally just thought of that as I was talking. I kind of like it though, actually. So anyway, so that is that about fag pussy. It's our boy pussy. It is a pussy, all right? It functions like a pussy. And I recommend that all you alphas go out there and fuck one and see what you think. You're going to love it, okay? you know, and here's the other thing. I just want to put this out there, too, is that, like, any alpha, straight or gay, who is not fucking fag pussy or boy pussy is making a huge mistake. Okay, I keep saying this, but literally, if you're not taking advantage of that instant pleasure hole that's built for you, and you know, you're missing out on a whole other level of your alphahood, in my opinion. But to each his own. I don't know. I'm going to stop there, by the way. I don't know when the interviews are supposed to be happening. The three or four alphas and one faggot that I've been attempting to arrange podcasts for, they just keep kind of not happening for whatever reason. Hopefully they will soon, but I'm looking forward to it, definitely one of them for sure. Anyway, hopefully they come along soon. So keep an eye out for the Craigslist section and keep an eye out for that story I mentioned. And faggots, keep your boy pussies clean and ready to be fucked, okay? That's all the advice I've got today. That's all you need, really, is just that right there. Keep your pussies clean. I'm going to go now. I have said enough weird things today. And I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. I may put out something tomorrow, but we'll see. Anyway, take care. I love you. Bye.